You like comic book type movies.
Yep.
There's going to be a movie called First Knight. Richard Gere will be in armor as Sir Lancelot. Sean Connery's going to be King Arthur, of course. And Julia Ormond will be Guinevere. Check it out. It's called First Knight.
You ever heard that Anthrax song, I Am the Law?
No.
I think that's about Judge Dredd comic books.
Yeah, that's pretty much Judge Dredd and, I can't remember the villain.
There's going to be another movie called Waterworld.
Kevin
Costner is going to be like Aquaman. He's going to have gills, and Earth is going to be all covered with water because the polar ice caps have melted, and the pirates have made a big comeback, led by head pirate Dennis Hopper.
$200 million to make that movie, the most expensive movie of all time.
Really?
Even more expensive than Harold and Maude.
What was that? Was Harold and Maude a real expensive movie?
No,
or
it probably took about $50 to make that one.
Dennis Hopper will be a good head pirate, though. You with us, Michael?
Yes, I am.
What about Pocahontas?
What about Pocahontas?
You want to see it?
It's going to be a cartoon, isn't it?
Yeah, the new Disney. There she is. You got her right here in the middle of the page.
A sexy new age American Indian princess meets a 17th century English settler with Mel Gibson's voice. Disney's animated version of the story includes a talking tree and a precious little animal friend like Flit the Hummingbird and Miko the Raccoon.
You know what?
I can't wait.
Jim just said?
What? I don't even want to know.
I'm too embarrassed to repeat it.
He said, I'd Pocahontas. Whatever that means, I have no idea. Anyway, I saw a commercial for this Pocahontas. I went and saw some movie they showed a preview. And old Hontas was running through the woods with Mel Gibson, I guess. And Mel, being the manly kind of studly guy he was, whipped out his gun or his bow and arrow or something. And he was getting ready to put a bullet right through this heart's heart. And Pocahontas was singing, I love the animals, I love you. And I grabbed his gun or his bow and arrow, whatever, and wouldn't let him shoot the thing. Then the deer ran off. I said, this is not too true. I think back in the 1700s, if you saw a deer and you were hungry, you kind of let the deer have it.
Any other questions, Michael?
Have you all seen the new bat suit?
Yes, we're looking at a picture of it right now.
Yeah, it looks like bat armor, actually.
I know, what's
the deal? It doesn't look like a bat suit.
Do what?
You like it better than the first one?
No, it looks stupid. I mean, all those, like, plastic muscles built into the suit are stupid. Batman wouldn't do that. He would just have a regular cloth suit.
Yeah, I think the first one was pretty lame, but I like the new one. It's a new touch and everything.
I don't know.
I'm glad you like
it. Bat symbol in the chest or anything like that.
I mean, muscles built into the suit. Batman doesn't need that stuff.
I think Robin's looks excellent.
I haven't seen a color photo
Michael,
of Robin.
Are you a queen?
Nah.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Now, you know Robin's dead, don't you?
Well, no, he's not.
In the real comic book, Robin's dead.
Yeah, Dick Grayson's dead.
No, Dick Grayson's alive. He's Nightwing, but Jason Todd is dead.
Oh, Jason Todd, yeah. I remember they had the big, should Jason live or die? And everybody said kill him, like 80 to 20%.
Yeah.
You comic book reader guys are just vicious.
And weird, too.
That was before I got in the comic book.
I think most of you comic book guys are queens myself, but, you know.
You into D&D?
No.
Good.
Good. Stay out of D&D. There's still hope for you.
Okay, Michael, anything else?
That's about it.
Thank you. You know, I went to this comic book store. You know, it was a used CD comic book and used book store. There at the corner of Cox Road and Route 42. Johnson's. You with me, Jim?
Johnson's. Wait.
They had the weirdest collecting trader card. They had Betty Page trading cards. For $1.75 a pack, you got, I don't know how many cards, 8 or 10 glossy cards, like a baseball card, of 50s pinup sex goddess Betty Page. And I thought, now this is weird. And there were all these different trading cards that weren't sports figures or comic book heroes or anything. They were just comic drawings of different women. Just like somebody would draw a woman half naked holding a sword, and then a woman half naked driving a car, and I thought it was all very bizarre. Angela, what's going on?
I'm bored. Help me.
Angela is bored. Let's put out a red alert. Angela is bored. Why are you bored?
Why am I bored?
Yeah, you're young, you're able, you're probably not crippled. The world is your oyster. The world is at your feet. You can do anything you want. You're clever, you're smart, you're creative.
You're right, I am.
Do you have a library card?
Do I have a library card? Yeah, but I don't use it.
Well, there you go. That's why you're bored.
Can I go to the library at, what, 2 or 3?
No, but you could have went this afternoon and checked out a lovely book to read this evening.
No. I don't want to read a book. I want to do something.
What do you want to do? What stokes you?
Well,
See, she's bored because she is full of indecision. What part of town do you live in, Angela?
I live in Montgomery.
Montgomery.
Yeah.
how is reading a book considered not doing something?
It could be educational, depending on what you read, but it could be entertaining, depending on what
could
you read.
Could be fun, could be all of the above.
Kids these days don't read anymore.
Nope, it's the video age, you know. No attention span.
Hey, Angela.
I'd rather do something. I'd rather be active.
Weren't you at the warehouse then?
Hey, you could be done right now.
Or why aren't you at Cooters?
Probably because I think they're closed now.
Well, why aren't you at White Castle?
Because I don't like White Castle.
Angela, crack open a book. Look for the highlighters with the paragraph that starts, "I felt a stirring in my loins."
No.
No.
He put his hand on my tan belly.
Huh?
No. She says no. Every time you say crack open a book, she says no. Turn on a television.
Why?
Why? Well, that's a good answer. At least you don't like TV. There's nothing wrong with
it. I don't like TV, but I'd rather listen to the radio.
You live in Montgomery. Do you live alone or with your family or a husband or something?
I don't have a husband, no.
What do you do in Montgomery?
What do I do in Montgomery?
Yeah, you got a job?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I work at Montgomery Inn.
Oh, really? Ribs!
Yeah.
Can you get me and Rob some free ribs?
I'm not a manager or anything, so I couldn't do that.
But do you wait tables?
I kind of do a bit of everything.
I bet if we sat in your section, you could fix us up real good.
Yeah.
I'll give you good service. I can help you.
Mm-hmm. How about the half and half? You know, the half, the half barbecue chicken, the half rack of ribs or something? How about one of those, you know, like on the house?
Well, I don't know if I could do that.
Can you at least get us a free bottle of that cool sauce and maybe some of that red beer? Ribs King beer.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, let's not turn this into a Ribs King commercial here.
Bob Hope.
Who's the most famous person ever came in Ribs King and you got to wait their table?
Bob Hope.
I haven't seen Bob Hope.
Hey, he travels with Ribs King.
What about Johnny Bench or any of them guys?
No, I think Anthony Munoz came in the other day.
I heard Anthony Munoz was a total punk.
Well.
You know, first of all, Chris and Rob collectively do not like Anthony Munoz because he is a very vocal supporter of the CCV.
Oh.
Yeah, his name's on all their literature and all that stuff. So Anthony Munoz can go take a flying lip lock on the nearest dog.
Okay, so I've
you with me on that one?
Word on the air.
All right.
Yeah.
So besides that, you know, I heard some stories where he's supposed to visit a kid in the hospital and he never showed up.
Uh-huh.
But, that one could be false. But I do know that he does support the CCV. So if you see him, kick him in the shins for me. Say, hey, go find a pooch.
I don't like that commercial he does with that short
maybe
guy
I'll
for
drop
furniture
some ribs on
company.
Him or something, ruin his outfit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do that.
You guys don't serve blue ice cream, do you?
Huh?
You guys don't serve blue ice cream, do you?
No, but they kind of have an ice cream. It's like a purplish color.
That'll work.
Yeah.
I used to work at a restaurant that served blue ice cream, but I'm not going to finish that story.
Okay,
Angela, you're bored. Chris and Rob got something for you to do. You got a bike?
No.
How about jazzercise?
That sounds good.
You could work out to Chris and Rob.
Yeah.
Here, hold on a second.
I could just jam away, huh?
Yeah. First,
all right, put your phone down and stand up a minute. Rob, are you ready to pump her up?
Yeah, sure. Stretch. You got to stretch. Reach for the ceiling. Reach. Reach for the ceiling. Reach for the ceiling. Now make a slow arc down to your right. Remember to breathe. Don't hold your breath. Do not hold your breath. Remember to breathe. Now you should have your hands right between your ankles. Now slowly start up on the left side in a big arc. Squeeze. Squeeze your buttocks together. Squeeze your buttocks together as if you have a quarter between them. Squeeze and reach. Squeeze and reach. Okay, now you're ready for the workout. March in place. Come on, get those knees up. You're doing fine. You can do it. You're doing great. You're looking good. Feeling better. Remember to breathe. Don't hold your breath. You can't get anything out of it if you don't breathe. You have to breathe. Okay, now step two and kick and back and kick and slide and spin and step two, three, four. Slide, step, spin, kick, reach, jump, leap. Now bend and touch the ground. Stay there. Stay there.
Don't forget the squat.
Are you with us, Angela?
Yeah.
Oh, look, she's all out of breath.
I know.
She's been working.
We should have started it out by saying, put the cigarette out.
No, I don't smoke.
Well, good for you.
No.
All right, well, here's what we want you to do, Angela.
Okay.
Find somebody to talk to us. I mean, talking to you has been great, and we want to talk to you again next week, but call some of your friends. We know you got some friends in California IA that are still awake, or maybe even have some friends overseas. Hook them up. Call them up. Tell them to call 749-1444. The area code is 513.
Okay.
Okay?
We are about to put an end to your boredom, though, in about 4 minutes.
Aww.
Yeah, we have
Kung Fu Theater coming up.
Huh?
Kung Fu Theater is coming up in about 4 minutes.
Okay.
So stay tuned for Kung Fu Theater. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444.
Squeeze, squeeze, okay, now reach and step and slide, 2, 3, 4, spin, kick, 2, now drop it down, other side, left side, 1, 2, left, jump and squat and thrust and keep the knees up, you gotta keep breathing, you gotta keep breathing if you want to get the most out of this, and up, 2, 3, down, 4, 7, 8, and back again, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, ow! Mad, simply mad when I hear the congas.
That was Shoot the Gift. Shoot the Gift. That was Shoot the Gift. Support
local legends.
Local legends, Shoot the Gift. Bones on drums, Paul on bass, Andy on lead guitar, and Troy on that infectious rhythm guitar and vocals.
This infectious. Is, you ad-libbed there, too.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444, 749-1444.
We're ad-libbing fools tonight.
That's right. Give us a jingle, and we'll ad-lib with you till about 5 o'clock in the morning. It's 3:35 right now, and here's Rob with tonight's weather report.
Oh, boy, howdy. It was just freaking ugly. Just ugly. Ooh, man, it was raining so hard, I had to slow down to 75 on the freeways. It was raining that hard. The visibility was maybe 2 feet. It was really coming down in buckets. It was nasty and ugly, and I didn't think I was going to make it tonight, but it was just rainy in spots, kind of patchy rain, kind of pockets of dense, cloudy rain.
So there's tonight's weather report from my co-host Rob, the weather guru of WAIF.
Also, if you're wondering what it will do, oh boy, howdy, if you're wondering what it's going to do Wednesday, high of 81, low of 63, look for cloudy skies.
Okay, you know what the show needs now besides a phone call?
Background music?
Some honky-tonk piano.
I love it.
What do you think of that?
I like it when they play between the keys. What's that bike horn in there?
You like that? That's all in good fun. Now, they found a brand new, not brand new, actually, it's 2,000 years old or more, but they found another Egyptian tomb. Kind of like King Tut's tomb, and it's got 50, it's got buried 50 remains of the sons of Pharaoh Ramses II.
Now, he's the one that had the pyramids built to him, wasn't
right,
he?
And he's got a little farther south on the Nile, he's got this big tomb that they just unearthed, and he's got 50 of his dead sons in it, and all sorts of riches.
This guy had 50 kids?
I guess
this
so.
This guy got, he probably had, you know, like a whole herd of concubines, or is that what they're called?
A herd? Back in the... Back,
yeah, he had one.
He either had one very fertile wife
or a
herd of
concubines. I can see the hips on her, man. Probably 4 or 5 at a time.
It's about 3,000 years old, and this is the first time people have entered the tomb in 3,000 years. Also, not to change the subject.
Oh, no, hold on. I don't want to change the subject yet.
Okay.
How bad do you think it stunk in there? 50 rotten corpses in there.
After 3,000 years? Well, you know, they mummified those corpses, and they're packed in spices and stuff. Like, they got a little garlic and some oregano or whatever. I don't know what all spices
a little Molly McButter on there.
I don't know which spices preserve body parts, but...
The stuff they gave Jesus, frankincense or myrrh,
oh, yeah?
One of those. Clove, olive oil, a little chopped onion, little garlic salt. So I don't know, man. It's got to stink, though. After that many years, probably... See, if it was left to just, like, sit out in the open, it would just rot and be a pile of dust or not even be anything, and you wouldn't even notice it. But probably all the mummification process did was slow down the decaying process enough to make that tomb be one unholy stench.
7-4...
What is this? I'm looking for, like, a little 8-year-old on a bike or something.
749-1444. If anybody out there is bored, give us a call. It sounds like those are the only people calling tonight are bored people. I could have told you that.
We did.
Yeah.
Okay, what were you going to change the subject to?
I was going
to
say, Geraldo Rivera got punched again.
Cool.
That guy's always getting punched.
Let's hear about it.
No, let's not. I'm just glad he got punched.
He brought together these people who were all hosing the same woman, and they got in a big fight, and one of them punched the other one.
What a surprise.
You got something in particular you're looking for, or are you just scouring?
I'm just scouring.
You're just scouring the paper for anything to talk about.
Yeah, we already called the bowling alley, so that doesn't leave much more left.
It's all downhill after you talk to the bowling alley. I thought I brought some stuff down. I didn't want to. That's heavy, man. That NRA stuff is very heavy.
What, you want to talk about the NRA?
Well, you know, Bush resigned, and then the NRA took out full one-page ads in a number of newspapers across the country, including USA Today, an open letter to President Bush in which they document 10 different cases, of ATF and FBI agents acting like the jackbooted thugs that the NRA described them as. Hold on. Jim perhaps has seen the ad.
No, but I'm just saying Democratic Congressman Dingell coined that phrase, jackbooted thugs. It wasn't the NRA. They just used it. Dingell used to be one of the NRA directors. So he's one of them turncoats, too.
What? What's his position now?
I don't know. He's one of them gun-grabber dickheads.
All right, was that loud enough for you, Chris?
I'm going to punch that kid. I'm just going to punch him, and then we'll see how loud he talks once I punch him.
Dingell, where's he from? Michigan? Yeah, I think he's from Michigan. So, what were we talking about? Yeah. But President Clinton came out and said he agrees with Bush. He says, you know, who knows? I mean, the NRA has gone away from being, hey, guys, let's get together and talk about hunting and women and fishing and let's shoot our guns and let's all join together in the spirit of target shooting and hunting and fun. Like, now it just seems to me the NRA is nothing but a political group. They're nothing but a... Well, I mean, the only time they make the news is political group.
Where's the OG tonight? I know he totes a gun.
The OG?
I know he passed.
I hear a lot of people on that hill tote a gun.
Really?
Yeah, I heard the blonde guy does, too. The big blonde guy.
Yeah,
you don't want to mess with the big blonde guy.
So the phone number here is 749-1444. Has anybody out there got a gun right now?
Is there a part of Cincinnati called North Side?
Yes.
Is there a part of Cincinnati called North Side?
It's on the north side, but it's still south of the north suburbs.
Ah, yes.
So it's the north side of Cincinnati, but it's the south side of the suburbs.
I was mocking another Cincinnati talk show host there.
Which one?
The one that didn't know if there's a part of the Queen City called North Side.
Yeah, well, there is.
Yeah. Yeah, full of double-digit, mouth-breathing knuckle-draggers.
Man!
749-1444 is phone number here to Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I guess that NRA stuff doesn't float anyone's boat. Doesn't fire up anyone. Doesn't get anybody inflamed with passion about whether or not the federal agents are jackbooted thugs. See, here's the deal. This is what, you know, these cases like the Koresh and the Randy Weaver thing, not being totally versed on each and every detail of the individual cases. These weren't instances where a cop or an agent saw something, reacted, but reacted wrong. Just like, boom, boom. Like, it wasn't like a boom, boom kind of thing. It was like, here's the situation. They thought about it, they discussed it, and they blew it totally. It wasn't just one cop or one ATF or one FBI agent misreading the situation and acting inappropriately. It was decisions made at high levels that were just terrible, terrible wrong decisions. Roadrunner, what's going on?
Not much, man. How you doing?
We're doing okay.
Where are you calling from tonight, Roadrunner?
Covington, man.
Why do they call you Roadrunner?
I don't know.
Where'd you get that name?
Oh, I kind of made it up.
Do you have a Roadrunner car?
No.
Didn't Dodge make a Roadrunner?
I got a pretty nice bass guitar, though.
Roadrunner, what do you do for fun?
Oh, I play with my band.
What's your band called?
Pieces, man. We're playing a rumble.
What pieces? Pieces?
Pieces.
How you spell it?
P-I-E-P-E-S, man.
Pieces. Pieces.
Pieces. We're playing a rumble over at Bogart's.
What's the rumble?
It's like a whole bunch of Battle of the Bands.
Okay,
man.
How much was it to get
like
in the rumble?
That's like what the Rick Rigler Trio played
Rick
last
Rigler
year.
Trio got banned last year, I heard.
Uh-huh.
Because the guy who was going to play the baseball card had a bad attitude.
It cost $50 to get in case you're wondering.
who came up with that $50, Roadrunner? Did you take it out of your bank account?
It was made to be free.
Well, what do you win if you win?
Whole bunch of stuff, a whole bunch of gear.
Well, give us a little bit of the gear that you get.
What do you get, like some PVMs?
Like the Bahamas and all that kind of crap if you win.
You get a trip to the Bahamas.
Now, I heard those things are just all who can bring in their most friends because they like go by audience applause or else you fill out a little card or something.
It's basically something like that.
So it's pretty bogus then.
Well, like four judges, and if they like you, then they like you.
Who are the four judges?
Some dingy mugs.
Some dingy mugs at Rumble.
Well, you ain't going to win if you're calling the judges dingy mugs.
Well,
if I was a judge, and I'm not, but if I was and you called me a dingy mug.
You might be, though.
I know whose band wouldn't win the Rumble.
Pieces.
Pieces.
Oh, yeah.
Describe your music. Is it like country punk? Is it like punk country? Is it like hardcore rap? What is it?
Hardcore death gangster thrash.
Hardcore death gangster thrash. So it's kind of like Slayer meets Public Enemy meets Barbra Streisand kind of NWA feel.
Nah, man.
What's it like?
It's way better than that.
Who are your major influences?
Who are my major influences?
Yeah.
Belligerence, Slayer, people like that, bands, you know.
So you guys are pretty rough then.
Yeah, man.
Do you have an arm band with a whole bunch of big spiky things on it?
Oh, yeah, man. We got plenty of them.
What do you play, Roadrunner?
I play bass, man.
You got your bass with you?
No.
Do you use a pick?
Yeah.
I didn't think any of you thrash guys used a pick. I thought you all used your two fingers.
Sometimes.
Do you ever, like, not even play bass and just, like, put your mouth to the mic and go...
Yeah.
If your bass shorts out or something?
Yeah, I even record my own stuff just to keep myself from being bored just like now. That's why I called you up.
Roadrunner, what do you guys do at band practice? Do you guys actually practice or do you sit around and drink Bush Light?
Well, we do that too, but, you know, we record some pretty good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like what? What are your songs about?
Playing God and all that kind of crap.
Playing God?
Yeah.
What, that you should play God or that you shouldn't, or maybe other people are playing God and trying to tell you what to do?
Other people.
So what, like other guys will get a dog and like torture it?
Yeah, Charles Manson and people like that, you know.
Yeah, really relevant people. Yeah.
Are your songs about murderers or are your songs more like about politicians who are hassling you?
Whatever comes to mind.
The cops. Do you ever write songs about the cops?
We'd like to.
What will your first single be?
What's our first single going to be, man? Probably Playing God, dude.
Oh, that's the name of the song, Playing God?
Yep.
How many originals do you have?
Probably about four now.
Is the music all about wanting to live free?
No.
Do you mention Harleys in any of your songs?
Not by choice.
How long do you have to play at the Rumble? How many minutes do you got to fill?
20.
That's it? Your four songs will probably take care of that 20 minutes then.
That's the point.
You guys are golden. Somebody figure that up. 20 minutes for $50 of Bogart's time. They're making a killing?
There's all kinds of brackets. See, it's worth it at the end. If you win, then you get a whole bunch of money. You get the Bahamas and all that. So, you know, go to Bahamas and pick up some girls.
Good luck, Roadrunner. We wish Pieces all the best.
Yeah, man. Won't you all come down and check us out?
What day are you playing?
Don't know yet.
Who else is playing that night?
Draw some names.
Well, will you call us back and let us know?
Yeah, man. Sure.
If you play with the Rick Wriggler Trio, you'll probably get your ass blown right out the door, you know.
Hey. Does any of you all work at Globe Records?
Any of us? I don't work at Globe Records. Do you, Rob?
Ooh,
did you start moonlighting at
Globe
Records?
Is that the one
Records?
In Norwood?
No, that's the one in Tri-County.
What's that one in Norwood called? Record Theater.
Record Theater.
Oh, okay, the one over there by La Rosa's in Tri-County, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's...
Yeah, no, I don't.
Oh, well.
That was like the only place in Cincinnati you could get the Two Live Crew record when it came out.
That's also one of the only places in Cincinnati you used to be able to buy a bong.
Yeah, that's the place I'm talking about.
Whippets, too, man.
Place is about as big as a closet, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be big. They weren't really selling a whole lot of records, if you know what I'm saying.
They got some good stuff now. Yeah.
Like what? Can you still get a bong there?
I heard that it's now a tuxedo rental place.
It's probably upstairs where you can't see none of it. You got to talk to...
And you
got to
know the secret password?
Huh?
What's the secret password, then?
I think it's marijuana.
Marijuana.
Do you have any records by marijuana? Something like that?
And the guy will go. And the guy goes, come on upstairs.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You're not a narc, are you, boy?
I'm
okay,
not a
cool.
Narc,
come on
I don't
up.
Narc on nobody, man. Not today, narc on me.
No, I was role playing there
then
for
I'll
a second.
Then I'll get 'em, man.
Okay.
I'll tear their heart out.
All right, thanks a lot, Roadrunner. You're frightening me. Bye.
He'll tear their heart out. He'll tear your heart out.
So vote for Reese's Pieces if you're down there. I wonder if one of the guys in the band's name was Reese. Like Johnny Reese or Bill Reese or something.
And they call the band Reese's Pieces?
Yeah, they'll probably. You know, or else they're hoping for that corporate tie-in deal.
I wonder where they came up. We forgot to ask him where he came up with the name Pieces.
There'll be a big giant E.T. behind them
what
while
I
they're
know
on stage rocking.
Pieces of what? You know, if they really stink, you know what people are
I know.
Man, those guys are pieces up.
Do-do-do.
Do-do-do. Da-da-da.
Or pieces of gold if they're good. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Pieces of eight.
749-1444 is the phone number. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number here is 749-1444. Give us a jingle. We'll talk to you about your band, about your boredom, about your life, about your church, about your religion, about your God. Whatever's sticking in your craw, me and Rob are here. We are
your radio pals. And you know, every so often, the Earth decides to kill off half its population, and there's not a damn thing anyone can do about it.
Who's going first?
I don't know. We've got Mighty Joe. Is it Joe?
Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Hey, we're hanging in there.
Hey, I just got two words. Feces Pieces.
Feces Pieces.
Thanks. Two words. Joe gave us two words. That's what he's got. Feces Pieces. All right, you guys. Roadrunner, Roadrunner, go find Joe and tear his heart out.
That's well, he didn't narc on him. He just, you know, slight humorous jab.
You still don't cross Roadrunner.
He'll buy a big Acme spring and launch at you on a...
Listen to that pretty piano music, Rob. Aw. Do you think Pieces knows any music that's pretty?
I bet if these guys entered the Rumble, they'd get booed off stage. Hey, short now. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444 is the phone number. We're talking about your life, how to live it. Come to us with your problems, and we'll solve them for you. We are your radio pals. This is what radio is meant to be. It is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Buzz, buzz, doobie dance. Buzz, buzz, doobie dance. Stop buzzing, buzzing. Here's your chance. Everybody's doing the doobie dance. Let your foot fly, your arms fly too. Then buzz around, round and round as doobies do. Keep those feet flying, doobie-doo. Keep those wings flapping, doobie-doo. That's all there is to it. That's the way to do it. The doobie, doobie, doobie dance.
I couldn't even play that whole thing. It was just too ridiculous. Buzz, buzz, everybody's doing the doobie dance. 749-1444, that's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Can I tell a story about my Halcyon junior high days?
Your Halcyon what?
Junior high days.
Define Halcyon first.
Golden, wonderful. Carefree.
Here, do your best Mark Sebastian.
Okay, it was 19. I don't know what the year was, but I tell you what, I was in 8th grade in the chorus, and we had to sing this weird song, like some kind of old spiritual song or something. No one really knew what exactly it was, but what we had to do was, the baritone section had to say, our part was, doobie, doobie, doobie. That was our baritone part, while like the altos and sopranos sang something else. Anyway,
the tenors went buzz, buzz.
Something like that. But it just so happened that one of the guys in the chorus, his name was Ron. This is 8th grade, remember, so we're still pretty young. One of the guys in chorus named Ron got busted smoking dope behind the elementary school in 8th grade.
Uh-oh, and he was singing doobie-doo?
No, so of course from then on it was... Doobie, doobie, Ron smokes a doobie. Every, oh, it never got old either, you know. 6 months of that, and it never got old.
The phone number is still 749-1444. Joe, we know you had something on your mind more than feces. Pieces, you can call back if you'd like. Anybody else out there, especially first-time listeners, if you've never heard anything this ridiculous, give us a call. 749-1444. Are there any program directors at any other radio stations tuned in tonight, particularly AM radio stations, particularly left-wing AM radio stations?
Or is there such a thing as a left-wing AM radio station?
They're all left-wing, if you ask me.
I don't think so. You know, everybody talks about the media being this big liberal conglomerate. Well, it's not. I mean, the media is not. It's conservative, if it's anything. It swallows the party line, loves this two-party system, does whatever the government tells it to do. Read your Chomsky. Read your Histons. You'd find out this stuff. What's this?
It's the Barry White Orchestra. Check it out.
Are we going to start grooving again?
Well, yeah, we're always grooving, though, Rob. When are you and I not grooving?
Do you have that song?
What?
Grooving on a Tuesday night. No, grooving on a Tuesday afternoon. Grooving. Or is that smoothing?
I bet that's smoothing.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Listen to that crazy bongo player.
You know, they use like their fingers and their palms, and they do all kinds of things.
What do you want to do till we get a call, Rob?
I don't know, man. What do you want to do? Let's talk.
It's the middle of the night and there's nothing going on.
There's all kinds of stuff going on. Look, Newsweek put out a whole magazine about what stuff that was going on. You know what I about puked today when I saw?
What?
I went to the vet, and they had, you know, a plastic open heart full of heartworm. It was like, you know, to gross you out so you wouldn't let your dog get it. And I thought I was going to die. I thought I was just going to upchuck right there in the vet office. And I thought, that's unnecessary. Ugh. But I recovered, and now I'm fine.
So if O.J. Simpson goes free, is he going to run for president?
And if he runs for president, will he legalize marijuana?
And if he will, first of all, will he win? I think he'd win.
And what will the UFOs say? What, you know, that one alien's been talking to Ross Perot and Rush Limbaugh and Bill Clinton and George Bush. What will that alien say?
Well, he's the one that killed Nicole and Ronald.
You think it was the alien?
Oh, for sure.
You think they were framing the juice?
Mm-hmm. Ever since the Oklahoma bombing, the O.J. Simpson trial just cannot seem to make the ratings. It's got its lowest ratings of the whole trial so far. When was the last time they referred to somebody's trial in terms of ratings? I mean, that's just sick.
It is sick.
That's just sick.
You know, I think interest was waning in that trial anyway. Then the Oklahoma bombing happened, and it was just like...
It just buried it.
It buried it, which I don't know.
The truth is that HBO's got a contract waiting for O.J. If O.J. is free, they'd like him to sign this contract for like $20 million to do like a pay-per-view TV special. Go figure.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Colonel David Hackworth has a piece in the new Newsweek.
Who's Colonel David Hackworth?
You don't know who this guy is?
No, I never heard of him.
Oh, man, this guy, oh. You know who this guy is?
No, who is he?
Colonel David Hackworth was a Green Beret. He was in the Special Forces. He did like 3 tours of Vietnam. And finally, like 1968 or so, he got so fed up with the U.S. government. And he was raised to believe that warriors, you know, military people, live by a code of conduct. And that code of conduct includes honesty. And he got so fed up with all the lies and half-truths that were being told about Vietnam that he just couldn't stand it anymore. He left the country and went and lived in Australia for a number of years. And he came back to America in the 80s. And now he writes for Newsweek. Anyway, I don't know if you've heard about this or not. But this captain, Captain Rockwood, Lawrence P. Rockwood, was found guilty of 4 counts by a military court-martial. Rockwood was convicted of leaving his post, which he did in order to document subhuman conditions at a Haitian prison. This is what Rockwood said. I place my loyalty to the Constitution above my loyalty to the careers of my immediate superiors. Kind of sums it up perfectly. Guy's in the Army for 15 years, and they basically busted him for leaving his post when he was trying to document subhuman conditions in a Haitian prison. And he's busted. He's bounced. He's out of the Army. I think they're going to waive the prison part. I think. But he's done. He's done. I mean, his career's over. He wasted 15 years.
Rob, you know what this party needs? A phone call. 749-1444. 749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Here's a little Joe Walsh. Tonight. Whoa. Don't even mess with me tonight. Let's try it again.
I was messing with the
listeners. Let's try it again. Yippee, I'm Chris.
Boy, howdy, I'm Rob. 749-1444 is phone number here to Chris and Rob.
Go ahead and take a call,
Late night talk show.
Hi, who's this?
It's Pat.
Hi, Pat, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk about, did you guys read about the murders that they had in Hamilton last night?
May I tell you what, those murders chilled my bones. These two guys, a 29-year-old butthead and his like 35-year-old brother.
He's 31.
31-year-old brother.
This happened about a block away from my house.
Grand Boulevard?
Yeah, I live on Tylersville, and they all meet there at Five Points.
Right there, Five Points Market. Used to be owned by Frank Witt.
Right.
And this guy owned this place called Ray's Pawn Shop. Where was that? Where was Ray's Pawn Shop?
I'm not real sure. My nephew, which he lives with us now, he broke up with this girl about 2 weeks ago, and it was her brothers that did it, so.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
They took the guy and asked him, they were friends of the family, asked him to borrow money. He told them no, so they shot him, and then they slit his throat.
Yep, they slit his throat from ear to ear.
And then they took his wife in the bedroom, had her open the safe. They shot her, and they got $50,000.
Then they hit her, they beat her with a hammer.
Yeah, and when the cops pulled him over, the reason they took him in was because the guy, I don't know which one was driving, but the passenger had like 20 rings on his hand.
He's got, I mean, how can people be this mean and stupid? I mean, what hope is there for these guys? I mean, they have absolutely no sense of right and wrong, and they're dumber than a stick. I mean, you can be stupid, but you got to be nice. But how you can have?
You've said it before yourself, Rob. The problem with this world is mean, stupid people.
And these guys are the perfect example. These are two of the meanest, obviously two of the meanest son of a bitches that ever lived.
And well, they think they're held on a $200,000 bill.
You know, when it's like a neutral time, I always like waver back and forth between this whole death penalty stuff. And then something like this happens when these two mean, stupid son of a bitches kill this nice couple that I guess everybody on Grand Boulevard thought were really fine people.
They were good people.
And you're just like, I don't know, slow death.
Well, see, nobody found them there at first. Their daughter-in-law, they're supposed to meet their son and their daughter-in-law for dinner, and the daughter-in-law went over there and knocked on the door. Nobody answered. And then the son went over there later, and he's the one who found them.
I bet that was a shock.
Yeah, I mean, that whole...
I didn't mean to bring your guys' night down or nothing.
Well, you know, I live in Hamilton, so...
Well, I do, too.
The signal's coming in this good in Hamilton?
I'm not in Hamilton now.
Oh.
I'm up on Dana Avenue right now.
I was all excited.
We were hoping for a minute there that they were...
Oh, right. Dana Avenue? You mean it's carrying three blocks? The signal's...
No, I can't pick you up in Hamilton either.
Sometimes I can. But not all the time.
I can pick you up as coming from Cincinnati. I can pick you up as far as about Route 4, and that's about it.
So who do you know on Dana Avenue? You got yourself a little honey or something?
No, actually.
Xavier Chicky?
No, actually, I work for CG&E.
Oh.
You mean Synergy.
Oh, yeah, Synergy, you work for Synergy. Yeah. Are you the guys who are going to give us the tips on Synergy? You said it's ran by a bunch of morons.
It probably is. I work security for them, so I don't know. I drive patrol for them.
So you think these guys did it that they caught?
Oh, yeah, I know they did. I talked to their sister, and she told me they did. They confessed.
They quoted some stupid hillbilly chick that they called one of the guy's apartment. Some stupid hillbilly chick answered the phone and said,
oh, she's all strung out.
Ain't none of your business. That's between Kenny and Randy and the cops.
Exactly.
Whatever their names are.
Kenny and Randy Smith. Her?
Well, she's in jail now, too. They busted her for trying to receive stolen property or for having received stolen property or something.
Oh, that's all strung out anyway.
Stupid,
well, see, my nephew dated their sister, so I knew them. Well, I'd met them before. I didn't know them well. But
now, there's a swap shop right there by the Dairy Mart on Grand Boulevard. Was that Ray's? I wonder if that was Ray's.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I've only lived in Hamilton for 5 years. I don't know my way around that well.
5 years is a long time to get to know.
Yeah,
town.
Well,
Hamilton's a big, complex city.
Oh, it is, huh?
It's a drug city.
Hamilton still doesn't have its own minor league baseball team.
Cincinnati does, though.
Well, they got a street named after Joe Nuxall, though.
Yep.
Yeah, what more do you need? So you're a security guard, huh? What do you think of local cops?
It depends on where they are. Which one did you talk about? Cincinnati? What district? And
it's an individual cop-by-cop thing. You know, the other day when the chief of Cincinnati police, I forget his name, was...
Snowden
was making this big speech. When did it become fashionable to resist arrest? When did it become cool to not listen to the police? And I'm thinking, let's see, 1954 in Birmingham when they turned the hoses on the kids sitting at the lunch counter. 1968 in Chicago when they brutally beat the kids protesting there in Lincoln Park.
Kent State.
The list goes on is why it became cool not to listen to cops, not to respect the police. And this guy, I can't understand why people don't respect the police. And it's like, well, dude, I quote you chapter and verse where the police have abused their power and beat some kids senseless for no reason. So you got to take each situation as it comes. Now, I will say that if you get pulled over or if a cop wants to tell you to quit chewing gum or whatever the heck you're doing, if you listen to what the cop says and you do exactly what he says, the chances are you're not going to get your ass beat.
Call him sir.
But
it works for me.
There's always that outside chance that you will get your ass beat.
Well, see, that's what's nice about this is I get pulled over, being security, they usually let me get.
Well, that's cool.
Maybe
so
that's
works.
What I'll do. Maybe I'll become security.
That's what you need to do.
Where do you get your uniforms? We'll just go buy the uniform.
You can get them at, you can get them at Roy Taylor's.
We'll go to that Working Man store there on Pleasant Avenue. Get five shirts for $5. We'll get a couple of those shirts. We'll get some boxes of honeycomb, get some badges, get some holsters and guns. I think we're cracking up here. What's going on? It's all staticky now.
Well, I'll let you guys go and I'll get back to work.
Thanks for checking in, Pat.
Talk to you later.
Later. 749-1444 is the phone number. I think it was Pat's phone. The static is gone. Yes, we're crystal clear, stereo. Booming. How many watts are we booming out about now?
4,000.
We are booming out about, look at that. No, we're booming out about 0.5 kilowatt. Is that right? Is that third one right? It's not even moved.
The third one does not work.
The third one does not work.
The two with labels on them work.
Okay, we're booming out, we'll say, I don't know. We're booming out pretty strong, though. This is WAIF Cincinnati, Chris and Rob, late night talk show. What radio is meant to be.
Buzz, buzz, doobie dance. Buzz, buzz, doobie dance.
Hey, Bill, are you doing the doobie dance tonight?
What?
Bill, are you got the buzz on? You doing the doobie dance?
Yeah, I got the old George Foreman gloves on.
All good. Right. How you doing tonight, Bob? Bill?
I can't hear you, man. I can barely hear you. You're like an echo.
I'm like an echo.
How are you, Bill?
Well, all right so far.
That's good to know. So what are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm hanging in there.
You're doing the doobie dance with all the other doobies.
Well, if I could, I would. But too many D's, okay?
All you gotta do is you gotta flap your wings.
Well, I've done too many doobie-doobies, wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop- enough, you can handle it.
Okay, I'll answer it.
All right, this guy that supposedly, you know, that they put this bomb up the Oklahoma City thing.
That's what I
don't know. I was wondering, you know, since you're the know-all-how.
Yes, I am the all-powerful Oz.
Running for president or whatever. could they actually do that with a nitrate, whatever they put that together with to do the destruction?
Jim says he's heard on the Patriot U.S. network that there's no way to do that with fertilizer. I have no idea about these kind of things.
Well, that's the whole
problem with living in this complex technological society we live in. No one can know anything. All we can do is quote our different experts. Bill, you probably have your set of favorite experts, your favorite chemists, your
Find
favorite...
Find out who they are.
Who's your favorite fertilizer expert, Bill?
Well,
you see, and I have my own favorite fertilizer experts, too. And, you know, maybe... Chris, who's your favorite fertilizer expert?
You are, Rob.
Well,
you're full
you
of...
Well, Bill, that wasn't, you know... I'm just serious, and you think about it, though.
I'm thinking about it, Bill, and I don't know, man. I mean, it's just like with the Waco thing. You got some experts say clearly the evidence shows that the fire started in the compound before the ATF rolled in with their tanks and stuff. You got other experts that say clearly the evidence shows that the government started the fire. Now, it's just a matter of which experts are you going
okay,
to believe?
Okay, who are you calling an expert? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I mean, they'll say, okay, this is Dr. Jimmy Ignatowski from Western State University in Michigan or something. And then somebody else will have, well, this is Dr. Winston O'Boogie from Sonoma State. And he says one thing, and you got this guy works for the government. You got
right,
this guy
right,
who's
right.
hired by okay. the militia group.